The Rationals, not to be confused with the Russian Owls. It's a completely different band, which may or may not exist. The Rationals right there off their album Upstream. Excuse you, sir. And that song was Trade You. Rick Berlin with the Nickel and Dime Band. Before that, How Can I Let You Go? Off the brand new The Courage of the Lonely. Future Carnivores, again, brand new music, Don't Feed the Monster, off their album Post-Tension, Pre-Tension. And we started off that set with Rusty Mullet, My Sweet Mistress Nicotine, off the album Poop Destroyer Death Squadron. It is 10 p.m. You are listening to WMFO Medford. My name is Pam. I'm here with you for two more hours. In about a half hour or so, we're going to have Sewer Buddies performing live from Studio D. But before that, I have some non-live music, which is not to say that it is dead music. It is very live, alive, and vibrant for you, simply pre-recorded for optimal delivery into your ears. This is Corn Ashley, Edison's Medicine, off his latest album, Broken Biscuits.
One small dose of Edison's medicine and you'll be back on your feet. Smiling, waving to everybody you meet. Just a jolt of Edison's medicine, you'll be doing just fine. Reliably functional and suddenly punctual too.
yourself.
Field Day, the future is here. That is a great song. if I do say so myself, playing it on this show, off their album Go No Go. Prior to Field Day, we heard from Aaron Harp and the Delta Swingers, Lonely Leaving Town, off their album Big Road. We heard Rocket J with local favorites Jittery Jack and Miss Amy on Rocket Baby, and we started that set off with Corn Ashley, Edison's Medicine, off his fantastic album, Broken Biscuits. You're still listening to WMFO Medford, and I thank you for that. I'm Pam. I will be with you for a little bit longer, little bit as in almost 2 hours. You're stuck with me, folks. Huzzah! Up here, the Grown Up Noise with their song, The Artist Type, off their album, this time with Feeling.
In the middle.
Oh, I very cleverly overprogrammed myself there. I can't do two things at once. It is a sad fact. It is a sad, sad fact. But I'm going to do my very best to make a thing happen that needs to happen, if you know what I mean. Sometimes there's a thing and you need it to happen, and I'm going to make it happen. And I'm making it happen right now. Did I make it happen? I made it happen, and now I'm super excited. Here you go. Not going to do it for me, are you? All right, that thing's mad at me. Just there, we heard from Carissa Johnson, Only Roses. And prior to that, The Grown-Up Noise with The Artist Type. And up here, I guess I'm going to play Lily Black. This song is called My Own Hero.
Darling,
this world ain't a place for dreams, not for people like you and me. I go downtown on a weeknight. I comb my hair, I wear something tight. Couple drinks and I feel alright. but I'd rather be home. I picture you and you're far away. The pressure mounts and the edges fray. Some things we do for love, some things we do for pay. Night after night, it's the same routine. Life never quite looks the way you dream. Oh, oh. Never became who I wanted to be. This city's no good for a girl like me. Oh, oh. I write a poem on my lunch break. It's something small, but that's all it takes. Fold it up and I throw it away. It's for me alone. I picture you, it comes easily. It's something small, it's a luxury. We'll take a day.
Matthew Connor, just there, Night After Night, off the EP of the same name. Lily Black, My Own Hero. Carissa Johnson, Only Roses. And I started off that set with The Grown Up Noise with The Artist Type off their new album, This Time With Feeling. Now, are you ready for some live music in person for you coming straight from Studio D? I know I am. And you know who else is ready? The Sewer Buddies coming at ya.
Guess we're ready.
Hey, we're the Sewer Buddies. We got Lindsay Lugie on drums, Paul Biasile on bass, and I'm Green Eggs and Sam on guitar. Get ready for some fun punk for kids.
Swamp Dogs.
Wake up.
right, that was Swamp Dogs. That's the first song. Our next one is all about snow days. It's called Snowballs. There's a snowball song. You're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM. Big thanks to them for hosting us tonight. It's super awesome to be here, just having fun playing music. We're the Sewer Buddies, in case you forgot. We got another song for you. If you ever get horrified of what is in the shower drain, that giant hair monster, if you're worried that it comes out, it's going to come out and get you. Well, this song's for you. Don't be afraid. It's called Hair Monster.
All right. Thank you.
that was Hair Monster from the Sewer Buddies, also from the Whoopee Sticks, which is Lindsay Lugie's counterpart band for grown-ups. So, and Paul, and also a friend of ours named Kyle, and they
Kyle
play grown-up music. So if you're all about grown-up music, go listen to the Whoopee Sticks. But we're the Sewer Buddies. We play music for kids. We're going to keep playing music for kids for the rest of the night until we fall asleep. We are the Sewer Buddies.
We got a lot of songs about pizza.
Oh, yeah. This is a song about pizza. You ever have that experience where you order a pizza delivery and when it finally comes, you know, you've been waiting for an hour, hour, 25 minutes. When the pizza finally comes, they hand you the pizza box and it's empty. Well, this is the song that tells you how to cope with that rage of receiving an empty pizza box.
It's more likely opening up the fridge. And then there's the empty box.
Yes, that too.
Your roommate left an empty box in the fridge after they ate the last piece just to mock you.
But when you're a kid, your roommate's really just like your sister or your brother.
It's your parents.
Yeah.
It's your mom.
It's your mom.
All right. Oh, I start this one. Okay.
Song all about pizza boxes.
We're recording that really soon.
Yeah, we're going to record that in the first weekend of November, so get ready for the release of the pizza song with two others that you'll also hear tonight, so you'll get an early jump on our music.
What happens if you come to the show?
Oh yeah, you could also come to our shows. We'll be playing October 29th at Haunted Somerville.
And you can jump on a pizza box.
And you will totally get the opportunity to rip a pizza box apart during that song. So, tons of fun. So please come out and join us.
What did you want to say, Paul? Oh, yeah. Oh.
All right, well, the next song is Hardcore Picnic. Because you ever want to have a picnic, but it's not hardcore enough? Well, this song's for you. Just watch out for the ants.
Gets destroyed.
Make the cake and buy the cake. Stop the birthday.
chance will ruin any good picnic, no matter how hardcore it is. So just watch out.
Maybe the ants are hardcore.
Maybe the ants are the most hardcore of all. They went to all the Black Flag shows.
When the ants go marching into the pit.
Yep.
Do they do a circle pit? Yeah. Hurrah.
Yeah, the ant...
When you get enough of them together.
Ants marking their pheromones on the ground is actually how slam dancing was invented. Fun fact, now you know.
What?
I'm just making things up.
I was going to say, that doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make any sense.
Maybe double check facts presented.
Yeah, I shouldn't use Wikipedia.
And then by Sam. Green Eggs and Sam.
Green Eggs and Sam
and
here.
And you could do all of that while listening to WMFO.
91.5.
Medford.
Invite your insectoid friends over and listen to WMFO. Next song is a great song. If you ever wondered, I mean, everyone here has like had a first band. This song is all about making your first band. It's called Mud. Because when you have your first band, and I had my first band way back in high school, and it definitely sounded like Mud. So this is all about making music and just sticking to it and having fun. The song's called Mud.
About the aliens.
Also, don't forget the humans of the future. They were aliens.
I don't even know that.
Was Mud.
Mud.
Seems like no matter how old you get, sometimes you still sound like Mud. That was
or
me.
Your first band.
Yeah.
It's supposed to. You're not supposed to sound like they sound on American Idol.
Oh, hey, so the Sewer Buddies isn't just us three. There's a whole bunch of people who are Sewer Buddies, and they all write the songs with Lindsay. Lindsay's really the only consistent member. Everyone writes the songs, does recordings, and Paul's pretty much plays bass for everyone. But there's like 12 of us, and we three are the ones who perform live. Everyone else writes songs, does excellent recordings. They teach me the songs, and then we go play live. So the Sewer Buddies is just a huge crew of people who love writing punk for kids.
This next song, Sock City, was written with Lego Lee and Nate Seethrough.
Oh, yeah, Nate.
Oh, shout out to you, Nate.
Nate.
I'm using Nate's amplifier.
Nate's playing on the next Whoopi Sticks recording, too, because if you like Sewer Buddies, Whoopi Sticks is kind of the band for your parents.
Yeah, except your mama won't like it.
Yeah, maybe not for moms.
All right, Sock City. Anyone out here make sock puppets in their lives? Well, this song's for you. You got any jokes?
What do you want to hear about?
I don't know anything. Tell me a good zinger.
For the children.
For the children.
All right, yeah. Well, I mean, I got this joke about pizza, but I don't know. I mean, I think it's too cheesy. So I don't know if I want to tell that one.
I've never heard that one before, Paul.
It's in our song, Pizza Puppies, which we're not playing tonight, but...
Oh, Pizza Puppies.
The two best things in life
are
pizza and puppies.
All right. Well,
they see the good in you. They're better than pizza sharks.
We'll just move on to our next song.
Because the sharks became gummy sharks instead.
So the next song.
A whole different thing.
Oh, sorry, Paul. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
That's
okay. Saying such important things.
I always do this. The next song is actually a cautionary tale. It's a lesson we all need to learn, even grown-ups and kids, but especially grown-ups. It's about reacting to something that's smaller than you and more helpless than you are, but also kind of grosses you out. You know, how should you treat something that is weaker than you are? And in this case, it's a spider. I know a lot of people don't like spiders, but, you know, we don't have a right to hurt something just because it's icky and small. So, Henry the Spider, don't die.
Don't die.